Hi, I'm Dr. Wambui, and welcome to the Drug Chat. I think that the human body is intricately created, making us one of the most amazing living things on earth. In this podcast, we explore how the body works and then apply the drugs. My hope is that with this knowledge, we become better healthcare providers, whatever field of medicine you may be in, better caregivers to our patients or to ourselves. We do take medicines from time to time, don't we? All right, let's break it down. Hey, 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 and welcome back to the world of HIV drugs, antiretrovirals. And today we're going to be looking at the CCR5 inhibitors. And of course, you're wondering, what in the world is CCR5? It's an acronym for chemokine receptor 5. And the follow-up question is, I'm wondering, what are chemokines? And they are a family of small proteins that are secreted from cells that influence the immune system. So the cells that are in the immune system, they're the ones that will secrete these chemokines. And for a chemokine to be able to do its job, and some of the jobs, it may be cell differentiation or cell movement, among other things, the chemokine is going to need a receptor to connect with so that they can perform their duties. So yes, the lock and key concept again. So this set of drugs block the receptor. So CCR5 inhibitors, the chemokine receptor 5 is blocked by this group of drugs. So if you block the receptor, then there is no interaction between the lock and key. And if there is no interaction between the lock and key, then there is no action for what the performance was supposed to be. It cannot go on. All right. So with this CCR5 inhibitors, they include a drug called maraviroc. It was the first in this class, and it was approved in 2007. And then there's aplaviroc. It was in development, but then it was pulled out due to severe liver problems. And then we have vicravirok, which is in clinical trial. So in a nutshell, maraviroc is the only drug in this class that we are currently using. Now, back to the world of HIV, the virus. So the virus enters your body, but for it to be able to cause havoc in your body, it needs to get into the host cell so that it can use the cell machinery to duplicate itself and to spread to other cells. So these drugs, CCR5 inhibitors, their point of action is to stop the virus from entering the cell. Just like the previous class of fusion inhibitors that we looked at. So on a normal working day, the host cell has the CCR5 receptor, and the virus needs to bind to it so that the door can be opened for the virus to gain entry into the cell. Now, on the virus, its surface protein GP120 is what interacts with the receptor CCR5. So the lock and key here are GP120 and CCR5, right? So remember, even in the fusion inhibitors, it was GP41 was the one that was on the virus. So for these drugs, it's GP120. So that's a normal working day. However, enter the CCR5 inhibitors. They bind to the receptor on the host cell, and that causes a conformational change. And now GP120 cannot open the door for the virus to get into the cell. So basically GP120 gets there and finds the lock has been changed, and therefore this key does not work anymore. Okay, so that's how they work. So let me give you a side note. So these chemokines, CCR5, there's also another chemokine receptor that's called CXCR4. you will find that the CCR5 is predominantly detected in patients that have in early infection. Okay, so during the early part of the infection, CCR5 is the predominant receptor, while the CXCR4 often occurs during the course of infection. So this person or this patient has had HIV virus in their body for a minute. So switching receptors to the CXCR4 is a sign of disease progression. And therefore, strategies that specifically target CCR5 may not work as well for somebody who's had the disease for a while. In this case, Maraviroc is only indicated for treatment of adults with the CCR5 and is not recommended for patients that can detect this, where you can detect the CXCR4. So that's a side note about these receptors, and obviously also to impress you on how far we've come with HIV detection, that it's actually possible for me to make a drug that is specific for early infection patients compared to those who've had it for a while. And just those little nuances, it may be little, but makes a big difference when it comes to treatment. All right, now that we know how Maraviroc works, let's see how it's metabolized. It's metabolized by CYP3A4 and CYP3A5. Remember, those are the cytochrome P450 enzymes that are found in the liver. And when you hear me say CYP, anything that your antenna of drug-drug interactions goes way up and you start thinking, I need to ask my patient on what other medications they are on, if I'm prescribing or dispensing, just to make sure that they're, just to be aware of the interactions could be many. So let me give you an example. Your patient is on Maraviroc and clarithromycin. So the interaction here is that there's increased concentrations of Maraviroc because clarithromycin inhibits C3A4, as opposed to patient is on Maraviroc and efavirenz, where the drug interaction here is inducing CYP3A4. So Maraviroc is going to be gobbled up a lot faster. So maybe increasing the dose of Maraviroc is going to compensate for this reduction. All right. So that's why it's important when you see CYP3A4 or CYP anything, just to see whether there's any other interaction that could be going on. So the other thing is absorption. So you will find, if you look at the drug pamphlet of Maraviroc, you'll find it written, not recommended to give with a high fat breakfast. Why? Because it reduces Cmax and AUC by 33%. And of course, maybe you're thinking, I wonder why we should care about this. Well, let me show you. And I do this just to make sure that we remember why these kinetics are important when we are dispensing drugs, because I think this knowledge is important. All right, so Cmax is the highest concentration of a drug in the blood or your cerebrospinal fluid or your target organs after a dose is given. So you give me 20 milligrams or 100 milligrams of Maraviroc. So Cmax is the maximum amount of drug that actually ends up in my blood or in my target or in the target organ. Okay. And what we are saying is that if I take a high fat breakfast, it reduces Cmax. So obviously, that cannot be good because it means that less drug is going to reach its point of action. Less drug is going to get into my blood, all right? Because we are saying high fat breakfast. I guess the fat breakfast also likes some Maraviroc, right? Okay. So then the AUC is area under the curve. And reflects the actual body exposure to the drug after administration. So AUC usually will give you insight into the extent of exposure to a drug and its clearance rate from the body. So the higher the clearance, the less time a drug spends in your body, and it gets out of your body faster, right? So in this case, if I eat a high-fat breakfast, it reduces the amount of time the drug has for action. So next time you reach for a drug pamphlet, look at these numbers. And I bet your colleagues will be pretty impressed by being able to say all these things about the Cmax and the AUC. You know, try this in your next rounds, okay? All right, other things, it has a half-life of 14 to 18 hours, and it's typically given twice daily and always used in combination with other HIV drugs. So it's not the other, it's not the only drug that you're ever going to find a HIV patient on, okay? When it comes to side effects, I'm sure you remember when I told you about Apalavirok, when it was pulled out of the market because of liver issues. So the side, remember, they're in the same class, they work the same way, right? So the serious side effects will include liver problems and severe skin rash and allergic reaction. But others like nausea or occasional dizziness, cough, stomach, being tired, they may occur. And those could go away over time. So that's Maraviroc, our CCR5 inhibitor, basically working out of the cell, stopping, closing the door, making sure the door to get into the cell does not open. And with every other drug, always remembering how it works in our bodies, what we do to the drug and what the drug does to us, and making sure that our patients are not only compliant, but that they understand, or you give the information to them in a language they understand. That way they live long, happy lives. All right. So that's CCR5 inhibitors, Maraviroc. I am Dr. Wamboi, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Drug Chat. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and remember to share with your friends. Until next time, stay inquisitive. Bye.